Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. Chapter 15, Promises to Abraham. We believe in God's enduring righteousness. That righteousness is demonstrated by God's faithfulness in fulfilling all of the promises He made to the father of the faithful, Abraham. As promised, God multiplied Abraham's lineal descendants so that Abraham literally became the father of many nations. We believe that God, as promised, materially prospered Abraham's lineal descendants, Isaac and Jacob, whose name he later changed to Israel. We believe that God, through Abraham's seed, Jesus Christ, is making salvation available to all humanity, regardless of physical lineage. Salvation is not, therefore, a right of birth. It is freely open to all whom God calls, and those who are regarded as descendants of Abraham are those of the faith, heirs according to the promises. We believe that the knowledge that God has fulfilled and continues to fulfill the physical promises made to Abraham and his children, and that He is fulfilling the spiritual promise through Jesus Christ, is critical to understanding the message of the prophets and its application to the world. Psalm 111, verses 1 through 10, Romans 4, verse 16, and 9, verses 7 through 8, Galatians 3, verse 16, and Genesis 32, verse 28. God made physical and spiritual promises to Abraham. The physical promises involved physical greatness for his descendants. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 2. These physical national promises contained assurances of land and other blessings. These physical national promises contained assurances of land and other blessings. Genesis 12, verse 7, 13, verses 14 through 17. These physical promises were formally passed on to Abraham's descendants. First, they were passed on to Isaac. Genesis 26, verses 1 through 4. Next, they went to Jacob. Genesis 28, verses 3 through 4 and 13 through 14, whom God renamed Israel, telling him that a nation and a company of nations would proceed from him. Genesis 35, verses 9 through 12. Then they are passed on to Joseph and finally to Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were to become, respectively, a multitude of nations and a great people. Genesis 48, verses 15 through 19, New Living Translation. But because of the enslavement of Israel and later disobedience, the fulfillment of these physical promises was delayed. Before any of Abraham's early descendants inherited the land of promise, they became slaves in Egypt. Exodus 1, verses 7 through 11. Israel groaned because of its bondage, and God heard. In His faithfulness, God determined to deliver Israel from bondage to keep His promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that Abraham's descendants would be physically blessed by becoming a great people on earth. Exodus 2, verse 23 through 25, 6, verses 7 through 8, 13, verse 5, and Deuteronomy 9, verses 4 through 6. Next, we find promises of physical blessings being offered to the nation of Israel after coming out of Egypt. Only if the Israelites would obey God and remain faithful to His covenant with them would they receive these blessings. If they would not obey the covenant's terms, the blessings would be withheld and curses would come in their place. Exodus 19, verses 5 through 6, Leviticus 26, verses 3 through 39, and Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 68. Because of the flagrant sin of Israel and Judah, the nation of Israel having been split into these two kingdoms, the national blessings were still withheld. There were only a few brief periods of greatness under a few righteous kings. But because of God's faithfulness, He eventually would bless Abraham's descendants with the greatness He foretold. Part of the punishment for Israel's sins was sending them into national captivity. many Jews of the southern kingdom of Judah, though deported to Babylon, later returned to the land of Judah. However, the Israelites of the northern kingdom of Israel, who were deported to Assyria, did not return to resettle their former homeland. They became what they are now known as the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel. Over the course of time, these people migrated to Northwest Europe. The descendants of Ephraim and Manasseh have received the blessing of ascendance to national greatness. Ephraim has become the promised company of nations, Great Britain, and the Commonwealth people of the British ancestry, such as Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And Manasseh has become a great nation, the United States of America. It is through these people that the prophecies of the Bible concerning Israel are being primarily fulfilled. Genesis 48, verse 16, and 49, verses 22 through 26. However, the tribes of Israel today also exist in other nations of or emergent from northwestern Europe. The Jewish people today are descendants of the people of the ancient kingdom of Judah, meaning while the Jews are Israelites, not all Israelites are Jews. God intended Israel to be a model nation in obedience to Him for other peoples to see and want to emulate. Deuteronomy 4, verses 5 through 8. He gave the people His laws and covenant, but they did not have a proper heart to continue in obedience. Deuteronomy 5, verse 29. And thus they failed in their example, leading to national punishment. Severe punishment will come yet again in the time of Jacob's trouble. Jeremiah 30, verse 7. When, shortly after Christ's return, many end-time prophecies regarding the modern-day descendants of Israel will be fulfilled. Listen to the chapter titled, Jesus Christ's Return and Coming Reign, later in this booklet. A major lesson of Israel is that a people given so much will still not truly succeed unless given what is needed most: the means for a true spiritual transformation of character. Also contained in the promises to Abraham was the more important spiritual promise of salvation to all men who became Abraham's seed, his descendants. Through Abraham, all families of earth were to have access to God's blessings. Genesis 12, verse 3. God confirmed the promises to Abraham because he obeyed God's commandments. Genesis 22, verses 18 and 26, verse 5. The Apostle Paul understood that salvation was not just for Jews or for Israelites, but for all humanity. He explained that the seed to whom the promises applied was Jesus, and that all must become one in Him. Galatians 3, verse 8, verses 14 through 16, and verses 26 through 29. The priest Zacharias, at the birth of his son John the Baptist, prophesied that God would remember the oath He had sworn to Abraham. Luke 1, verses 69 through 72. Paul records that Jesus Christ came to confirm the promises made to the fathers. Romans 15, verse 8. The promise of salvation comes from God through the Holy Spirit as a part of the new covenant made available to us through Christ's death and resurrection. The Holy Spirit is the key to the better promises that come under the new and better covenant that was established on those better promises. Hebrews 8, verse 6. It would make obedience possible so that Israel and all others joined to Israel through it would be able to succeed in being the model nation God intended. The apostles were told to wait at Jerusalem for this better promise. Acts 1, verses 4 and 8. They wanted to receive the seal of the Holy Spirit, of promise, which was the guarantee of their inheritance. Ephesians 1, verses 13 through 14. It is by God's Holy Spirit that we can know that we are children of God and in Christ. Romans 8, verse 9 and 14 through 17. And thus by Abraham's seed, spiritually, and heirs of salvation according to the promise. Galatians 3, verse 28. This promise is not based on race, but on God's calling and on individual repentance. regardless of race or national origin. By this means, through faith, all can be renamed the Israel of God. Galatians 6, verse 16. Also, listen to the chapter titled The Church later in this audiobook. When Jesus Christ establishes his new covenant with Israel and Judah at his return, Jeremiah 31, verse 31, the covenant in which the Church of God is now a forerunner, then the physical nation of Israel will at last be able to serve as the model nation God intended it to be. Zechariah 8, verse 23, Jeremiah 31, verse 1, and Romans 11, verse 12. Having been transformed into spiritual Israel and leading the whole world into the same saving relationship with God. For more details, download or request The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy and The New Covenant, Does It Abolish God's Law? Thanks for listening to Promises to Abraham, Chapter 15 of the booklet, Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. For the rest of this booklet, please visit ucg.org.